Okay, I started the podcast. Oh, wait, you started though.
Oh.
I don't remember how to do this anymore.
I was actually genuinely thinking about this the other day. I don't remember how to start the podcast.
Okay, well, it goes blah, 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 blah.
Digga, 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 bump, bump, chicka, bump, bump, chicka, bump, bump, chicka, bump, bump.
Hello.
Hit it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who suffers from short, medium, and long-term memory loss. And we are joined, as always, by our co-host, who has a lovely closet.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be the best-sounding episode of the podcast we have ever recorded.
It is, because we're coming to you live this week from... Oh, wait, hang on. I have something else I have to do before I do that line. Thank you so much for tuning in to Noodles at Noon. You can catch us everywhere podcasts are available, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, and coming to you live this week from Noah and Jesse's closet.
That is true.
Yes. I currently have some of Noah's shirts cascading across my shoulders, and I'm staring at a lovely jacket, which I think is Jesse's. It comes from Camelot Cleaners, voted best of Fairbanks, Alaska.
You know, this is actually feeling very full circle because the first episode of the Noodles podcast, the Noodles at Noon podcast, I also recorded in this very closet back
Whoa.
When I really cared about the sound quality and didn't really have a desk set up. I sat in the floor of this very room because we weren't even seeing each other at that point because we were quarantining.
No.
And yeah, I just sat on the floor. I didn't even record on my computer. I had like a separate recorder. And then I had to sync it all up later.
Is that what this plaque over here is for? In this spot, Noah recorded the first ever Noodles at Noon podcast.
That's awesome. And it's like, you can't take it out of the wall. When we sell this house, it's like, it's there.
It's a load-bearing plaque.
Yeah.
The whole apartment townhome complex is tied into this one plaque that's in the wall. Well, Noah, it's so delightful to see you in your closet. Never thought I would meet you here. But tell me a little bit about yourself. Have we met?
Well, it's been... Okay, so the last episode of the podcast was the holiday special, which I'm going to assume was probably recorded before Christmas.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, it came out like end of December. So we went a whole month without an episode. Almost 2 months. It's been a month and a half.
Did you miss us?
And I think initially there was a hope of recording an entire episode tonight. And then the hopes were dashed on the rocks of my throat kind of hurting.
Yeah.
And it being kind of late.
This isn't the latest we've ever recorded an episode of Noodles at Noon.
For sure not. No.
I think we've started a few at 9:30 p.m.
I think so.
Somewhere around there. It's currently 9:13 p.m. on a Tuesday. Happy Monday, everybody. And yeah, we just finished up. This will be like kind of a co-monthly update for Noah and I. One of the reasons it's become so difficult for Noah and I to record Noodles at Noon podcast episodes.
Political differences.
I cannot stand the sight of this man's face. And it's just really, it's really been hard. Honestly, my hands are currently tied behind my back, so I don't just like lash out in aggression. Noah and I are now being paid to make podcasts, but not for you.
Sorry.
Y'all didn't sign up for my Patreon fast enough.
This is our response.
Tried to warn you.
So we had to find other more prosperous seas.
Yes, we found other sources of income. No, we still love and appreciate all of you, and the fact that everyone is still very active in the Discord makes me quite happy, because I like talking to all of you people. All of you people who are beneath me. We actually got hired to create podcasts for a ministry, and that's fun. But how many podcasts are we making? 16?
16, and we just recorded episode 13, so we're getting pretty close.
We're getting pretty close. However, they might want more. I don't know why, but they might want more. And yeah, so that's kind of what Noah and I have been up to, apart from our normal everyday jobs, which are going well.
Yeah. So things have been busy. So yeah, when people are like, wow, you can't find a spare hour to record together in a month and a half. Oh, we have. We've spent many
several hours recording together. just none of them for this. And we wanted to apologize for that and say that we still love you all. And, well, okay, hang on, back up. I still love you all. I won't speak for Noah.
I still love everyone, too, even more than Ben.
Oh, I won't speak for Michael. I'm sure he still loves you all. He just won't say it. Because I tell Michael every time I talk to him that I love him. And one of these days he'll say it back. I'm really hoping he'll say it back one day. Michael, if you're listening, I love you. But yeah, we just wanted to do a quick episode and just say hi.
And let you know we're still here. This is also not like the show is ending or on hiatus. Maybe we'll have an episode next week.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe we'll have one on the next February 13th when this episode's coming out.
Maybe it'll be a year. We'll see.
next episode, February 13th, 2024, when Ben Shoemate is different somehow.
He ran out of things to say.
Yeah, that's up. I've said many words tonight already because we just recorded 3 podcasts, actually.
And the thing is, at least for me, I have to be way more charismatic on that podcast than this podcast. And anytime we do one of these recordings, I always tell Jesse afterwards, like, that zapped my charisma for the entire week.
Noah, on our podcast that we do, Noah is normally the one who does the, like, really emotional call for people to send us money so we can pay for things. Like, for just $15 a month, you can help us spread the word of God, and you will also, you can sow a seed.
We promise you'll get that money back in some form. No, yes. we don't do that.
Of equal or lesser value.
I don't want people thinking I'm a televangelist. No. That's like the worst thing. People can think anything about me they want. They can think I'm a murderer or a bad husband. Just don't think I'm a televangelist.
Huh.
Ben disagrees with this logic, but...
I mean, it depends who thinks those things of me. Like, if I were married, I wouldn't want my wife to think I'm a bad husband.
That's true.
Okay, for the record, I think you're a good husband.
Oh, thanks. Wait till you hear my weekly update.
And now for weekly updates. It's Noah. What'd you do lately?
Well, yeah, do we have time for a weekly update each?
I think we do.
Yeah, another reason I wasn't able to record a podcast is I went to the Bahamas last week.
Did you and Jesse have a good time?
Oh, Jesse didn't go.
What? Why?
Okay, so very last minute, I had a very good friend invite me to the Bahamas for a free stay, basically. I just had to pay for my airfare to get there, which I found really cheap airfare. And it was definitely one of those things where it was like, man, it'd be crazy to do this without Jesse, but what an opportunity, right? And it'd be so fun. So when I came home, I couched it in a way to Jesse where it was like, oh yeah, so I just got invited to the Bahamas by my friend. Wouldn't that be fun? She's like, are you going to go? You got to go. You should go. I was like, oh.
You're on board with this.
Okay. Okay, if you say so. So long story short, I went to the Bahamas. I stayed on Paradise Island at some fancy resort. There was a water park. There was a water slide that leads through a shark tank, which was really cool. I got to walk on the beach. There was a lazy river where I got my ankle crushed. And it's still kind of hurting. And I got hit on by a lady, which was very strange. So I was like it was a lazy river, but I was very quickly like paddling away because
yeah.
I was very uncomfortable with the situation. I didn't really know what to do.
At least she wasn't married.
Right. You're making me out to be the bad guy here.
No, I thought you said there were a bunch of married people.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Were like, I'm not married when I'm in the Bahamas.
Yeah, there was some of that too. I gambled my first money at the casino.
Your first fruits? You gambled your first fruits?
I put $5 on the roulette table and I won 10, and then I cashed out and said, I think I'm done gambling.
And he's been riding that high ever since.
I've been riding that, yeah. Like, I doubled my money at the casino. So, so far, like, the world of casinos has lost money on me.
But think about it this way. What if you had bet $100?
I could have 200. That's what I thought. Like, I had that $10 in my hand. I was like, I can make $20 with this. And then I can make 40. And pretty soon, I'm like buying a Tesla.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a gambling addiction, like Noah is, you can call.
Ben just typed gambling into Google, like hoping that would bring up the information
you
wanted.
Can call. I'm just keep having to add numbers. Why does it not 1-800-522-4700? Again, that's 1-800-522-4700. If you're the eighth caller on the line, you will win $1 million. What are the odds you'll be the eighth caller on the line?
I think it will be over by then. But yeah, anyway, that was my trip. It was really fun. Probably the highlight of the trip for me was anytime we got to leave the resort island and go on to like the main island. We went and visited a fort, which was really cool. The fort was closed, so we couldn't actually go into it. But
you got the idea.
Yeah, there was like a stone block, like a square of stones stacked up there. So yeah, I gambled. I didn't take my wife to the tropics with me. But it was really fun.
Cool.
That's my story. Ben, how's your week? What's your weekly or monthly update?
Well, while Noah was in the Bahamas, I was here in the very, very cold weather of Fairbanks, Alaska, digging myself out of snowbanks, digging my Mazda out of snowbanks. I actually did do that a lot because, fun fact about my car, it doesn't do snow good.
Mm.
I think quite a few months ago, I told you guys that I was like, I had a warning light flash up in my car that I never thought I would see. And it was the fact that the battery in my key was low.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the battery has finally run out.
So somebody go find that episode and tell us how many weeks.
And so the next time that that light shows up, I will know how many weeks I have to change my car fob battery. I haven't changed it yet, because why would I? And I've just been walking everywhere. Anyway, I haven't done anything as interesting as going to the Bahamas.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. Is it a CR2032? We could probably get that replaced right now.
I got some. I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it with me.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's repair your key after this.
Welcome to Noodles at Noon, where we replace car fob batteries.
Could do it live on the show.
Yeah, we could. One thing that we can talk about is the fantasy football season is over. Congratulations to Daniel.
What?
Yes.
But Chivalry Bean won every game.
Yeah, and he likes to point that out to me. Well, much like the 2007 Patriots, you can win every game and lose the last one. And everyone will make fun of you for the rest of time.
That's true.
For losing to Eli Manning and the 8-8 Giants. Or were they 9-7? Tell me all of your football knowledge, Noah. Were the 2007 Giants 9-7 or 8-8?
I remember them losing that game, but I didn't even think Eli Manning played for the Giants. But I guess he did. So
2007 Giants.
Yeah, so fantasy football was really fun. Are we going to do it again next year, do you think?
I think so.
I think it brought the community together. It was a lot of fun.
It did. It gave us some common ground to talk about. As I promised at the beginning of the fantasy football season, Daniel, you will be receiving a Noodles at Noon shirt. Shiv, you'll be receiving a Noodles at Noon sticker. You will get those as soon as I remember to do that, plus shipping.
That's Venmo at... That's,
no, you don't have to pay for the shipping. You just know that you're getting whatever the least expedited shipping is.
Oh, gotcha. By the time next fantasy season rolls around...
Yes. Your sticker is being walked to you by a man named Julian, and it'll get there eventually. Julian has a very poor sense of direction.
It'll probably get there about the same time that we get canceled for something.
Yes. Whatever that is, I don't know.
And you're not allowed to wear the shirt anymore.
Yep. Without then also getting canceled. So, congratulations. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening and following along, sticking with us, and the fact that we haven't done a podcast in a little over a month. No, not a little over a month. A decent amount of time over a month. And we will talk to you next time. Noah, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I just really love everyone. Just in general.
Okay.
That's how I start talking at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, yeah? Thank you all so much for listening. Okay, bye.
Bye.